Hey guys, it's episode 575 of All Time Top 10. Folks, I hope you like this episode because I am hereby declaring that this will be an annual tradition. And I'm talking about the ATTT All-Stars. We got to do one show with them a year where we get everybody together. We got Shannon Hurley, Joel Lavelle, Matt Dynan, Dustin Prince, Gabe Scalone, David Daskal, and the old boy himself, Ryan Blake. They're all on the show this week and next week together. Some were in Goodlist Studios and some were via Zoom or Facebook Messenger. That's actually what we used. But this delightful ensemble, these folks, have been brought together for a topic recently suggested by one of our beloved Patreon people, although Patreon is no longer a thing. Thank you very much. But for real, thanks to our good friend Ari, who supplied this most excellent of topics. Top 10 songs that could be the all-time top 10 theme song. And since there are 8 of us on the show, there's going to be 16 picks total. Hope you guys can handle that. Picks 16 through 9 coming up next in part 1. So we always have a great time interacting with our good friends over there on the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and now Threads. Thanks to everyone who has been voting in our polls, voting for the bonus track of the week, and polls that are just for fun. Okay, in regards to the ATTT 1000, aka the 1000 greatest songs we've ever heard this week, we're continuing the celebratory vibe with 3 certified bops. At number 742, we had the Go-Go's with Head Over Heels. I was asking you guys, what's the best over song with over in the title? Good suggestions by you guys. Over the Rainbow, Don't Dream It's Over, Valentine's Day is Over, Overkill, Head Over Heels by Tears for Fears, Mozart's The Marriage of Figaro Overture. Very funny. Over and Over by Neil Young, When the Music's Over, Over the Hills and Far Away, Over Under, Sideways Down, Over the Wall by Echo and the Bunnymen, Dog Days Are Over, Move It On Over, and many more. But we love Head Over Heels from the Go-Go's. Our good friend CactusKate28 on Instagram says, oh, they are such cool people too. Met them in person at Zia Records Phoenix, a rad new and used record store I was blessed to manage at the time. They were over from LA to start promoting their first LP. Wow, thanks for the memory. And our friend InstaFletch on Instagram says, Belinda Carlisle will always be a knockout. Thank you, guys. At number 741, it's The Cure with Close to Me. I was asking you guys, what's the best album by The Cure? And, of course, you guys love Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Disintegration, Faith, Wish, 17 Seconds, Boys Don't Cry, and, of course, The Head on the Door, which is the album that the song Close to Me is featured on by The Cure. Our friend Terry McGinley says, one of my all-time favorite Cure songs, love that horn section. At number 740, it's George Michael with Freedom 90. I was asking you guys, what's the best song that uses Funky Drummer from James Brown? Suggestions from you guys. Mama Said Knock You Out, Fight the Power, Fuck the Police, James Brown, She Looks All Types of Good, Waiting for That Day from George Michael, and the late, great Sinead O'Connor with I Am Stretched on Your Grave. Thank you, guys. We love Freedom 90, though, by the great George Michael. Our friend Adam D. from on Facebook says, this right here, this is how you reinvent yourself and make certain the world pays attention. Not incidentally, also one of the greatest music videos ever made. That's right. And my friend Bill Van Vagel says, it stands the test of time. Freedom 90 from George Michael. All right, those songs are now added to the ATTT playlist. It's getting bigger and bigger every week. Check it out on Spotify and YouTube. And look for 3 more picks coming this week on social media. Come say hi to us. Interact, vote, do all the fun stuff that we love to do around here. Anyway, speaking of fun stuff, let's get into this most ridiculous of episodes, part 1 of Top 10 Songs That Could Be the All-Time Top 10 Theme Song with the ATTT All-Stars. Check it out, coming up right now. Roll the tape!
Bob, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm feeling kind of basic today. Top five side ones, track ones. Janie Jones, Clash, from The Clash. Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye from Let's Get It On. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit off of Nevermind.
Oh no, Rob, that's not obvious enough, not at all. How about Point of No Return on Point of No Return? Lewis, so you can get up...
Shut up. White Light, White Heat, Velvet Underground.
Okay, that would be on my list.
Though not on mine.
Massive Attack, No Protection. The song is Radiation, Ruling the Nation.
Kind of a new record. Very nice, Rob. A sly declaration of new classic status slipped into a list of old safe ones. Very pussy.
Excuse me, I was in...
In a minute. Couldn't you be any more obvious than that, Rob? How about, the Beatles? How about fucking Beethoven? Track one, side one of the Fifth Symphony. How can someone who has no interest in music own a record store?
Top 10 songs that could be the all-time top 10 theme song. Part 1.
Everybody, welcome to another lackadaisical episode of All Time Top 10. Yeah.
Okay, with the scheduling that was required to get everyone together, this is like the least lackadaisical episode of this season.
Well, now that we've eaten, it's laborious. But now that we've eaten and had our mezcal, we are lackadaisical, so it's a good thing.
You had your mask going?
Yeah.
You know, our friend Joe Lavelle here did do top 10 songs about sloth way back in the day.
I did, indeed.
And that was quite
a
sins series.
Anyway.
I loved Goonies, man. It's one of my favorite movies.
Hey, you guys.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Ben Eisen. And with me here today from parts all over the place. But first of all, let's introduce everyone that's in the room because they're clearly
the
superior people. That's right. On my left, in the comfy chair. Comfy-ish. Is it comfy enough?
It wasn't comfy, but then I loaded it up with cat hair, and that is so comfy.
It's like an extra cushion. Joel Lavelle is here, everybody. Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Ooh.
The great Joel Lavelle. And then right across from me on the big blue couch over there with the big blue shirt, I guess.
Woo-hoo.
Who cares? Matt Dinan's here. Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
Nobody's going to cheer for that. Come on.
Was that a bad intro?
Let's be real about it.
Should we start over?
Nobody's. It's all time top 10.
You should just put in some crickets because people are going to be like, what are you talking about?
Everything
oh, that guy's
is all
the
about
Halloween stuff
Bits
sometimes.
And Bytes cartoon show.
Oh, that's right. There you go.
La, 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 la.
I got some ideas for that already.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of Bite songs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll get three more people to watch that show.
That's right. And then on the other side of the big blue couch, someone who hasn't said a word yet.
Now I have. It's all messed up.
Gotcha.
I was
going to
see if I could
there?
Make it through the whole show without talking, but no.
Yeah, the guys on Zoom didn't even know.
We didn't even know there
the silent prince they call
I'm another person here. Look at that.
The perfect... host, a perfect guest for a podcast, the guy who says nothing. Dustin Prince, everybody. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. So I guess it's a shame Dustin didn't show up. No, he's there.
He might say something at some point. And then sitting right next to me, we have to share a mic because of technology and my lack of expertise in it. But it is so good to have back the great Shannon Hurley over here.
Hello, everybody.
Yay!
Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah!
Welcome, Shannon H. How are you?
Feeling pretty good.
Sharing a mic is a thing that it takes skill. And now let's introduce some good friends of ours, not on Zoom, because fuck Zoom. They're on Facebook Messenger.
Just go Facebook Messenger.
Yeah. Hey, Zuck is the man. We love Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know. Anyway.
Do you need to have a meeting or some kind of social engagement online? Why not use Facebook Messenger? It's got... Never mind. I'm going to stop right now.
Fuck all that. In the panel on the top right, being shadowed by the elusive Neil Diamond, all the way from Pleasant Hill, Mountain View, Concord. What is it?
Concord,
California. The great David Daskal is here. Yeah.
Like the great.
I've been wondering when you were going to conquer that place.
Well, there's 129,000 people trying to conquer it as we speak. So that's the population as of 2020.
That's way up.
Well, that can't be accurate. That's a stop for the BART.
Somebody's been murdered since then. Like, that can't be accurate.
Sorry, I had to turn Neil away from the crowd. He just couldn't take it anymore.
He was a little lewd there.
Be staring at him the whole show.
That's right. And then,
we don't need him to upstage me, of all people.
He's going to spend the rest of the episode saying I am to the chair.
I just want to take a quick moment out to say Matt Dynan, because I try to do that every episode.
He does say that every episode. He does say every David Daskal episode. He makes it a point to say,
should we get out of the way? Matt Dynan.
Matt Dynan. Oh, not because I have a full body burn or anything.
No. What? Anyway.
No, I get a shout out from Julia and Terry every time they bring up a full body burn in a horror movie on Horror Movie Survival Guide.
Oh.
I didn't realize it was a shit call out here.
No, it's a term of endearment. It's your name.
No, I had no idea. I don't listen to the show enough, I guess. I don't listen to the Daskal episodes to realize that I'm getting shit-talked on the Daskal episodes.
That's unacceptable.
It's totally fine. I wouldn't want to hear my voice repeatedly either.
Oh, me either.
Anyway, let's keep it going. Let's go clockwise by my screen. The man in Maryland in the Eastern time zone, where it is already tomorrow. But he's in the prime hours for maximum gabiness. The great Gabe Scalone is here. Yeah.
Yay!
Yeah.
Hooray.
Yeah. I exist in California time, so I'm wide awake. Yeah.
Gabe, your screen is doing some cool glitch like every like minute and a half. It's like a VHS glitch, and it's really hip.
Yes. See, I am totally doing that on purpose.
And when Shannon says every minute and a half, it's more like every 22 seconds.
Yeah, that's true. But it's very max headroom, so keep it up. And then last but not least, down there in the LBC area, joining us is the originator, the OG, the old boy himself, our good friend Ryan Blake. Hey, Ryan Blake's here.
Hey!
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Ryan Blake.
All right.
You said that like Chubby Checker. Hello, everybody. Let's do the twist.
Come on, baby. It's Ryan Blake.
You know what?
Which, by the way, is
that
Ryan
might
Blake's
be somebody's pick. So let's like not step on people's toes.
the twist. What is Joe talking about?
It could be.
Let's get to that. So, I don't know if you guys are regular listeners, you'll know that we recently moved the show to a two-part format, which helps me out because I don't have to tape a show every week. It's a ton of work, but I love doing it. So we did do it in two parts now, which makes it easy. But the downside of that is we don't get to have our favorite people on the show as often as we'd like to. So I have decided that I want to do once a year, I want to do an episode with the ATTT All-Stars.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So what's the timestamp we're on right now? How many minutes are we in that we're just telling people what the fuck is happening?
Hey, lots of people means lots of introductions. And so I have all these good people on the show, and you know, longtime listeners definitely know all of these guys. These guys have been on the show going back to 2012, some even earlier, some to 2011. Years and dozens of episodes that they've done. And if you have not heard a Joel Lavelle, a Matt Dinan, a Dustin Prince, a Shannon Hurley, a David Daskal, a Gabe Scalone, or a Ryan Blake episode before, you better get back. There's lots to listen to over at the archives at Mixcloud. Am I right?
And some of them are good.
You're just going to have to press pause and listen to one of a dozen episodes from each host he just mentioned before you come back to this.
Yeah. Otherwise, so you'll
we'll
be totally lost.
We'll homework, people.
I mean, if you didn't realize this show was a serialized thing, and we're jumping into the story now, so if you don't know what the story is, you're just going to be completely lost. So you got to go listen to all our previous episodes.
Spoiler.
Don't be lackadaisical, people. That's the important part.
That's right. We're all here to have some fun just as a big old group, and I think...
And also to wang some chung.
And we're going
to
wang, well, if it's on your list. So someone over there on from the old Patreon club had this idea. He thinks we should be doing top 10 songs that could be the theme song to all time top 10. How cool is that idea?
Whoa.
Is that what we're
doing? It's a good idea.
Yeah. Wow. And so I figured that would be a good one to do our inaugural All-Stars episode. Although Karaoke Classics Part 2 was also an All-Stars episode.
Can we put some quotes on that one?
Some of you remember hanging out in that karaoke room. Some
do a karaoke episode, they said. It will be fun, they said.
Yeah, it did not go well.
It was okay. Some people had more fun than others.
I did not have fun at all.
Gabe was the only one there that did not have fun. I can vouch for that. Have fun.
Oh no, I kind of thought it sucked too.
Oh.
I was gonna say, I thought most everybody thought it kind of sucked. No, am I wrong about that?
I feel like God, if it happen? Had been condensed, it could have been a lot of fun.
It was a complete mess.
It was just a big mess. It was a loud waste of time. It was annoying. It was kind of crazy. Like, we didn't even use the audio. You know what I mean?
Really, it was not my worst karaoke experience, though. I have to say, like, that was like, it's somewhere in the middle.
I recognize
it. I thought it was great.
I had a great time, but it was a complete mess. Anyway, you can listen to that at the archives as well.
We've made it sound very enticing.
if our ringing endorsement does anything for you. Anyway.
Listen very carefully for the plastic chair that explodes while I'm sitting on it. And then me going crashing onto the ground.
Yeah. As he sings Orange Crush.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We tried. Anyway, we're gonna try that again, but in a much more controlled environment, hopefully, even though some of us are not in the room. I think this is working so far. Anyway, there's eight of us, and so that means there's 16 picks, because we're all each going to get two.
It'd be 16 through 9.
16 through 9 in part 1 and 8 through 1 in part 2. And
that's some pretty great math there, Ben. Good job.
I had some help from Joel Lava.
Do some more equations, Ben.
8 plus 8.
It was going to be 9, but then Dick Van Patten said no.
8 is enough.
Jeez. On that note.
Very nice man, Dick Van Patten.
I'll take your word for
just
it.
Just want to give a shout out real quick to Dick Van Dyke.
Anyway,
I'm
these
more
are...
Fans.
These, more used
can
to
I get on the Dick Van and just give a shout out to Dick Van Dyke?
Oh my God. Really? All right. So
yeah,
this show
is going to be 5 hours long.
No, it's
episode
two parts. So 5 hours.
Come on, Joe Lavelle. What's number 16?
Let's do number 16. Who wants to go first? I could, or we could, you know.
Hell, I'll go first.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like Ryan wanted
saying.
To go. But
I got the worst.
I mean,
Gabe called it first. Gabe, what's number 16? The song that could be the all-time top 10 theme song.
All right. So in the pantheon of great songwriters, you'll find such names as Bob Dylan, Paul Simon, Tori Amos, and Stevie Wonder. But there's one name that stands above them all, and that is Ralph Magnus Joachim Larsen, better known as Joey Tempest, lead singer of the band Europe and author of the greatest song of all time, The Final Countdown. Dude,
I'm glad we're getting this one out of the way early.
Yeah, it's a good one to start
musically, with. Musically, this song's off the charts, man. The incredibly complex.
It should have been off the charts.
A-B-A-B rhyme that, like, leads off the second verse sends a song in orbit, like, no pun intended. I mean, when he rhymes Venus with seen us, he's rhyming one word with two words.
Hey, they're
mind blown.
I think they're from Europe, so they can get away with it.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, I think it's unfortunate, though, that a lot of people think the lyrics refer to something sexual, because Rolf would never write something so tawdry. I mean, he's Swedish, for Christ's sake. No. The story is a group of disillusioned people seeking peace and happiness on the planet Venus. And one man's philosophical ruminations as the spacecraft leaves the ground. Whoa. And he wonders if Venus knows they're coming and considers the many light years it will take to get there. Now I know what you're thinking. Venus is like 40 million miles away, and a light year is like 6 trillion miles. But these are obviously intricately constructed metaphors representing something so profound that I dare not ponder it.
And don't you try and tell me that Europe, the band, did not do their math properly, because I know they did.
Oh, no. No. It's a metaphor, I'm telling you.
Light years, but it's metric light years.
See? Metric light years. Yeah. They use the Norwegian method.
There you go. So
all I know is the song has my all-time favorite lyric. He says, "We're heading for Venus, yet still we stand tall."
It's true.
What the hell is he talking about?
And I'm telling you, and when the song comes to the end, I mean, I know about you, but the listener knows in their heart that the travelers make it to Venus, and they're all standing arm in arm, finally finding the peace and happiness that eluded them on Earth before the 92 bar atmospheric pressure and the 900 degree surface temperature vaporizes the lot of them. And that it's pure genius. And in my opinion, that perfectly encapsulates all-time top 10.
Aww, so. Thank you so much.
I never knew what the narrative of this song was. I swear to God. Never. Did anyone else just not know?
I just knew there
was actually, to be perfectly honest, I think it is about something.
Except he's actually he's not mentioning this.
It's definitely about something sexual. I'm just being goofy.
And yeah, there's aliens too. You say we're heading to Venus. Maybe they've seen us and welcome us all. Like, you're forgetting that there's aliens on Venus in this song. There's already an encampment.
The lyrics of this song.
I'd like to dedicate the song to everybody on the Titanic sub.
Oh, come on. Now, way to date us, Shannon Hurley.
What Titanic sub?
It must be 2023.
We just lost 5 Twitter followers right there.
Anyway, the 5 richest fuckers.
Anyway, let's listen to.
And it was Shannon, of all people, that dropped the vicious one.
Yep.
That's
kind of random and impressive.
Yeah.
In a room.
I mean, she's the best amongst us.
We're just getting started. We're just getting started.
Drops the vicious.
We're just getting started. You can top that.
I'm a fascist, I didn't know you guys didn't know that.
I was.
Shannon's already scored 2 points, and we just started the show. Yeah. This is great.
All right, let's get going. We will be here all night. Let's listen to the final countdown. And I think for the first half of this, 16 through 11, we will have live numbers, girl. Ready?
Say we will?
Yeah, just say number 16.
Number 16, the final countdown.
What's that, Gabe?
There's no welcoming. I mean,
they've got domes and shit. 900 they've got degrees whole civilizations. On the surface. They've got dome civilizations and shit there.
Yeah, you can have a dome.
They're welcoming us all, the Venetians.
You stopped that song before he went.
David just brought his lighter out, and we're missing your video. I was just hoping you didn't burn your place down. Okay, good.
I'm still here.
Disappeared for a minute. We thought, All right, anyway, let's go to number 15. This is Ryan Blake. You were calling for it, so you want to go for this one?
Yeah.
What do you got?
When you brought it up to me, it's the first song that I thought of. But I wanted to take a moment to turn the focus on to you, Ben, and what you've done here with this show, bringing us together every week for a very long time now, getting us to talk about music. You're the bestest mensch. You are. You have a doctorate in the low end theory, clearly.
Ryan Blake.
And I very much appreciate what you do with getting us together and talking about music. I mean, we all love it. And some could say you could be considered one of the greatest American heroes.
Some could say that. Somebody might.
Some just did. Yeah. Aw, Ryan.
I love this. This is the best.
Ryan fucking Blake.
So,
Ryan, I think maybe like wipe down the lens of your camera. It looks like there's something brown on your nose.
Guess who's getting more episodes next season?
Written by Mike Post pet. And lyrics by Stephen Geyer, sung by Joey Scarberry.
Of course.
Scarborough.
What a cool song.
Scarberry.
Is it?
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Scarberry?
This is my number 15.
Oh, my God.
All right, we all have to sing along.
All right, numbers, girl. Number 15.
Number 15, the greatest American hero.
You dare stop.
We'll be at it. We'll be here all night.
It's just too good.
We got a lot of songs.
That's too good to be true.
It's too, yeah.
Man,
sorry.
I'm just tickled to hear all you guys singing that.
And we're all old enough that we actually watched it when it was on TV.
Oh, yeah. I definitely did.
I didn't watch it because.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
But I definitely know the song very well. Yeah. Sorry to mean it.
You were like the exact target demographic for that show. How did that not be?
Because I had a bedtime.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you
have to go to bed early. You're not allowed to say curse words.
I have a personal connection with that song decades after the fact, but that's another story for another time. I would like to
You can't just drop that and then not say anything about it.
I'm going to introduce song number 14.
Yeah, Daskal's taking over. Look out, it's Daskal time. It's Daskal's,
I want to hear
this
story.
Is Daskal's bonus
this
corner.
This was a humongous charity single back in 1991 when the Persian Gulf War was going down, and all these wonderful people got together with David Foster and Peter Cetera, like your friends Ralph Tresvant, Kathy Mattea, and the Nelson Brothers. And the song is called Voices That Care. By Voices, I'm just joking. That's not it.
I thought it was the Give Peace a Chance thing you were talking about.
No, I'm going to dial us back to 1975 from a trio that we all know as the OJs. And I can't think of anything more literally definitive to open up all-time top 10. But with their number 5 pop song, number 1 soul song, and 8 weeks at the top spot on the disco charts, this is I Love Music. By the OJs.
Oh, I love that. All right.
No. Let's leave it to
that. That's such a great idea.
Yep. Shannon Hurley,
14. Number 14.
I Love Music.
Oh, man. That is a fantastic pick. Ah.
Bam.
That's a good pick.
You encompass everything from classical to hip hop. You haven't missed a beat, and I just want to echo Ryan in a serious manner and saying congratulations on your epic show, and thank you for always thinking of us and having us on board.
Oh yeah, I couldn't do it without you guys. That's right. Let us go to number 13. I'm looking over at Joel Lavelle.
Lucky number 13.
That's right. Unlucky, but that's okay. It's easy to confuse.
Only if you're triskaidekaphobic.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
13 you know was always a lucky number for me.
You don't want to be triskaidekaphobic on your podcast, Ben. You'll get canceled. Twitter will be like, Ben Eisen is triskaidekaphobic. Yeah. We're not going to listen to his podcast anymore. No wonder he never has a 13 on his show.
He doesn't play Christmas music, and he doesn't have a number 13. No, there's a number 13 right now. And then Joel Lavelle's. What do you got?
Come on, Joe. Quit being lackadaisical. We got a clock running here.
Oh, my gosh. So I also was thinking of songs about loving music. And I was thinking that there are songs that also love music, and then they name check the artists that they like. And ends up being a list, and this is a list show of music. But I also thought that those a lot of those that I thought of first were like a little too on the nose. But I thought of this song. It's a song that's about loving music, and the songwriter name checks a few of his favorites throughout the song. Not so much in one set list, but kind of
So no list.
It's a list if you want to ignore all the little bits in between.
I mean, it's either a list or it's not.
It's a list.
I know what he's talking
with
about.
Each,
this is a legendary.
It's bullet points.
Bullet points.
All right, I'll accept that.
No, it is not David Daskal, who always thinks he knows what people
Auburn!
Are talking about. Auburn. So some of the people here might know this. A lot of the listeners maybe won't, except for those who are very, very cool. This is a song that kind of came out of the LA music scene. This is an artist named Foster Timms, who did the Piano Bar a lot. He did the Hotel Cafe a lot. There was a year where he had a Saturday night residency at the Hotel Cafe for like 3 months, because he was like booked for a residency for 1 month to do Saturday night at midnight, which was like nobody wants to play at midnight.
Right.
But he's a midnight kind of a guy. And like he just had the room packed for these late shows that they're like, you want to keep doing it? So he did like 3 months of every Saturday at midnight at the Hotel Cafe. And Foster Timms wrote one of those songs that's about loving music, and he names checks the people that he loves. But he does a little something different about it. He's addressing himself as a songwriter. Mm. And he's, about when he's at a low point. And he wants to encourage himself to keep on going. And why should I keep on going? And he reminds himself about how important music was to him as he was coming up. And he says, I got to keep on going because you got to do it for the kids.
Aww.
And that's the title of the song, Do It for the Kids, by Foster Timms.
Won't someone please think of the children?
And the other thing that I thought of was like, if this were... when you listen to the narrative of the song, if this were a theme song for the podcast, like verse 2 into the chorus could be a great opening theme, and then verse 3 into the chorus could be like a great closing theme.
Oh.
It's
okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I like this idea because to me, I feel I went into this assignment like we're music supervisors and we're really finding the song that is going to be the theme. And so I like where you're going with this.
Like it's actually a pitch
Shannon.
Meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Pitch, please.
All right. Let's check it out. It's number 13, Foster Timms.
Foster Timms, T-I-M-M-S.
Do it for the children.
Do it for the kids.
For the kids. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Number 13.
Number 13, Do It for the Kids.
Living at the broken end of a bottle of Merlot, on gunpowder and top ramen and raw Marlboros, with a bloody battered borrowed guitar under my pillow. In the gutter, just another rock and roll scarecrow. Do it for the kids. Do it for the kids. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it for the kids. Sprung from a broken home, the Ramones showed me the light. And I haven't been to old England, but John Lennon changed my life. And Patti Smith may not know it, but she'll always be my wife. And I haven't met Joe Strummer yet, but he saved my life last night. Do it for the kids. Do it for the kids. And fade away, goddamn, I hope I do. Can't argue with that, cause Neil Young said that, so it must be true. Or maybe it's just another marvelous rock and roll cliche, but I hope I die before I get old, just not today. Do it for the kids. Do it for the kids.
Do it for the kids.
That's what you got to do it for.
Yeah.
The kids.
Don't worry. I did some editing and I made sure everyone heard that third verse.
Cool.
So,
I'd like to know if Randy Newman has heard this song.
You know, a funny thing is, I was looking it up during the song out of curiosity, and the cover of his album, I think it said Long Shot, is a one-year-old smoking a cigarette. That's doing it for the kids, man.
Start those kids off early, I say.
That's right, man. You know, it's punk stuff, baby.
Song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good pick. Yeah, good vocals.
Let's go to number 12. This belongs to Mr. Matt Dinan.
Hello. Oh, I'm going.
Wake up.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I've got a song. So I was looking through. I was trying to find a song. I was thinking about what is the show about in a heart and meaningful way? What is it really, you know, we're about, you're talking about music. We're trying to keep things alive. We're writing something recently about how, like, if you don't keep talking about something, if something doesn't stay in the Discord, doesn't it just fade away?
Yeah, your Q rating goes way
constant
down.
Constant talks about it, doesn't it just disappear?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't specifically, like, shove it into the ears of the generation below you, it doesn't exist to them. And then it's gone.
Yeah,
truth. You know.
But, if you do, they sometimes like it.
Sometimes
they have good taste,
and sometimes they twist it into their own little version that is proper to their ears. It's everybody's got to realize that their shit's shit to the people below them. That's the problem,
right?
Is everybody's got to like decide what is worth keeping from the generation above them's art. And it's not always what the generation above them loves anyway. Anyway, this is shit what I'm coming up with. I was starting to get a little like, oh, and then I'm like, what the fuck? It's a fucking podcast.
He just clutched his chest.
I'm like, what are we doing here? It's fucking all-time top 10. So I'm listening to all these songs trying to think of like, what can I do in a real way? Like Ben's trying to keep the real feeling alive and the music,
oh my God.
The music, man. And I was like, God damn it. Anyway, so I couldn't find a song that I felt hit it in like a bullshit way like I was just talking about. But instead, I found this Kenny Loggins song that was almost a hit in 1980.
Yes! Yes.
So, Kimmy. Listen to just the very beginning of this and tell me this isn't the actual intro. Like what we were just talking about a minute ago, this has nothing to do with nothing. Yes, it's called Keep the Fire. Because
yes.
we're keeping the fire alive. We're teaching the children about music and the... No, I'm bullshit. Whatever. Anyway, what I really mean, though, is listen to the first 30 seconds and tell me this doesn't sound like the beginning of this actual podcast.
Ah, okay. You just made David Daskal very happy, by the way.
Well, that's no good. I mean, the song's shit. Don't get me wrong. This is not a good song. I'm just saying the beginning of this song belongs on this podcast. But the rest of the song, it's Kenny Loggins, you know, shove it up your ass. But
wow. See, he almost sounded like he was going to be sentimental, and I'm like, no, that's not. No.
Oh, I started in a sentimental place, and then I realized sentimentality's for assholes.
That's not your bag. It's not your bag, Matt.
Never has been. But let's keep the fire.
Keeping the fire
at number 12.
Number 12.
Keep the Fire.
There's a river in the evening and the glow, and you're wishing you could see how far it flows. Rolling on to an endless sea, you'd be well on your way if you could only set sail. But dreams can drift away and sails can fail without. Where's your vision if the embers flicker out? Don't let it slip from you. Horizons are waiting, your river is fading. So keep the fire burning tonight. See just what comes into sight. Don't take forever, take it through the night. And believe the sun will rise with the dawn. That's all. More than you've asked for. There are those who can foresee where we will go. All the future I don't really want to know. Only that should be here with me while the embers still glow. We'll be safe till
the bass there.
The Ben Eisen bass line in there.
This is the type of songs people commit suicide to.
No. Oh.
I can't dig it anymore.
The only person that was absolutely loving that was David Daskal, and he was loving it.
I know the words to that song. I do.
Does that song get featured on No Joke Radio?
Yeah, I have 9 Kenny Loggins songs in rotation, and one of them is called Keep the Fire. Ouch. And that is not being lackadaisical.
All right. Wow. Thank you for that, Matt Diamond. I heard what you meant, though. Wait, do your little voice at the very beginning, what you said, like, just like picture the intro of the song, the instrumental intro, and you would say what?
Oh, could you not hear me as I was doing this?
No, you couldn't hear.
Oh, well, then it's lost time.
No, it wasn't being taped.
Oh, it wasn't being taped then? Yeah. I guess it's lost the time then. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
If you listen to the beginning, it's like, hey, here we are at the all time. I mean, you gotta like do it as it's happening. You know,
you're supposed to say.
There's perfect little bits where you can.
Where are you coasting from?
Yeah.
It's all time top 10. Keep the fire. All right, let's move to number, let's move to number 11.
You know, that reminds me of the smooth jazz station I worked at in college.
Oh, yeah? Coast. No,
tell us more, Max Headroom.
WTMD, smooth jazz.
Oh my goodness. You made that face.
It was tough. It was really, really hard.
All smooth.
Because you have to, you know, listen to the music as you're playing it. Yeah, smooth jazz is rough.
Let's move to number 11. And Dustin's finally going to have to say something. Dustin Prince, everybody.
Words.
Hey!
Missing persons is number 11? Wow, that's
a good way to go, Daskal, on a quick reference.
What are words? What do you got?
No, I had the same kind of thing as Matt, jumping back and forth between song after song after song. I deleted so many off my list. It was just stupid. I thought all of them sucked. Not that
didn't
they sucked. They were great songs. They were all fantastic
one.
Songs. But I'm like, I'm not picking any of this crud. And then I ended up going in exactly that direction, of course. I didn't follow Matt's thing. One of the things...
Wait, Matt stole Keep the Fire from Dustin.
No, he didn't steal Keep the Fire, but I'm just following the ideas. Like, I mean, of course I had Final Countdown as an alternate. That got stolen straight off the top.
Yes.
Not necessarily stolen.
It's an alternate.
It was just on the list.
Mine.
Yeah.
Of course.
I think it was everyone's alternate. Yeah. But one of the ideas I had that I'm totally going to skip... Along the idea of yours as just having that moment, I wanted to use The Last of Uncle Walter by Ben Folds, where they had the piano and then it goes into the whole bass solo.
Yeah.
But instead, I'm going to drop back to the 50s and I'm going to stay with what the show is about. So I chose a song that is... It's priceless when it comes to rock and roll history. It's been covered a bunch, all that good stuff. So we're going with Chuck Berry's Rock and Roll Music for this.
Yes.
I might play around a little bit more in the second episode, but for now, we're going to stay with Rock and Roll Music by Chuck Berry.
Nothing wrong with that.
For whatever number that I currently am.
Number 11.
All right.
All right.
Go for it.
Number 11, Rock and Roll Music.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowin' like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee.
Did he say hurricane?
Oh, he did. He very much did.
He gets away with it.
He's Chuck.
He's from St. Louis.
He got away with a lot. What's that?
It's Chuck Berry.
Yeah. Chuck got away with a lot later, especially later in his life. What a weirdo. Anyway, that is number 11, Rock and Roll Music. Excellent pick, Dustin. Or Dustpan. Whichever
it is this week.
Yeah. And now it's time for number 10, Shannon Hurley.
All right, so there's a joke that in L.A., every male, middle-class white guy has a podcast.
That's a joke?
What do you mean,
what do you mean joke?
It's the truth.
It's the truth. So I would like to play Rock in the Suburbs by Ben Folds.
Nice!
And love
also,
the song.
The lion gonna cuss on the mic tonight.
sorry,
mom. So this just totally reminds me of Ben. And plus, like, so many people out there are just like listening to this song in their like like little towns and stuff across America and even all over the world. There's suburbs all over the world, so I'd like to dedicate this to everyone listening to this podcast all over the world.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, I think if you had mentioned this song, I might have picked it because this is a great pick.
Dustin, like, my heart almost sank. I was like, oh, you're gonna
when
go
I
Ben
said
Folds?
Ben Folds, I was like,
no,
I was just gonna give him a good bass solo to chat over in an intro, but you win for sure.
Yeah, just like. Was like Quiet Riot did, just like Michael Jackson
just
did,
like Michael Jackson
just
did.
Like John Bon Jovi did, Rockin' the Suburbs.
Nice.
From Ben Folds. Great pick at number 10.
Number 10, Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey.
male, middle class, and white. It's a bitch if you don't believe. Listen up to my new CD, Shamon. I got shit running through my brain, so intense that I can't explain. All alone in my white boy pain, shake your booty while the band complains. I'm rocking the suburbs, just like Michael Jackson did. I'm rocking the suburbs, you said that he was talented. I'm rocking the suburbs, I take the checks and face the facts. This a producer with computers fixes all my shitty tracks. I'm pissed off but I'm too polite when people bring in the McDonald's line. Mom and Dad, you made me so uptight. Gotta cuss on the mic tonight. I don't know how much I can take. Girl, give me something I can't break. I'm rocking the suburbs, just like Quiet Riot did. I'm rocking the suburbs, except that they were talented. I'm rocking the suburbs, I take the checks and face the facts. It's a producer with computers fixes all my shitty tracks. In a haze these days, I pull up to the stoplight. I can feel that something's not right. I can feel someone's blasting me with hate and bass, sending dirty vibes my way. Cause my great, 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 great granddad was someone's great, 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 great granddaddy slaves. It wasn't my idea. It wasn't my idea. It never was my idea. I just drove to the store for some preparation age.
Oh man, that is a great pick, Shannon Hurley.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah. That's the best.
Yep, 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 yep. Yeah, and Gabe...
I'd always wondered if Michael Jackson had ever heard that song.
Oh, yeah.
It came out before he died, so it is possible.
Maybe, maybe.
It's yeah. 7 years.
Yeah. Anyway, great pick. Let's go to number 9. Let's wrap up part one with my pick.
Ooh.
Yeah, and as you all know, I'm a big-time nerd, and I have a spreadsheet that calculates that calculates my nerdiness, believe it or not. No, it's not true.
I don't know when you first mentioned this whole thing to me, but it was a while back. And so then when you posted the thing then and said, hey, everybody, here's what we're doing. You know, track something along the lines of like Weird Al's White and Nerdy. And I was like, damn it, you stole my first pick.
You could have still taken it.
Well, now it doesn't matter. But yeah,
that's the first thing I thought.
That was the
of.
First one that came to my mind. It's like yeah. I had White and Nerdy in mind. And then when you put out the like vast email to everybody, I was like, damn it, he outed my pick already.
it was just too obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had to do it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's White and Nerdy from Weird Al.
That is your pick, actually.
It is. Number 9. Yep.
Oh, serendipitous.
From his 2006 album, Straight Outta Linwood. Which Linwood today is not that great of an area. You know, it's down by Long Beach, whatever. No one cares.
So judgy.
Not anymore.
But he was valedictorian of his high school.
Linwood's going to get on Twitter and cancel you.
Bring it on, Linwood. Bring it. So this song parodies Ridin' by Chameleon Air and Crazy Bone. Crazy Bone.
Who?
Chameleon Air.
Yeah, exactly.
But instead of, it would catch me riding dirty, it's just a bit too white and nerdy. So yeah, he's white and nerdy.
Chameleon Air.
Chameleon Air loved this song. He put it on his own MySpace page.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. He was like thrilled.
Well, it's awesome. Yeah. It's like the best thing.
God, I miss MySpace.
Yeah, right? It's like the best thing Weird Al did in years, really. I think. So I know all you guys at home are waiting to hear the Wikipedia voice.
Yes.
And the Wikipedia page.
No, no.
Yes.
Don't do the Wikipedia voice.
Oh, it's going to happen. The Wikipedia page for this song calls for it because listen to this. The song both satirizes and celebrates nerd culture as recited by the subject, who cannot roll with the gangsters because he is, quote, just too white and nerdy. It includes many references to activities stereotypically associated with nerds and white people, such as collecting comic books and action figures, editing Wikipedia, and playing Dungeons and Dragons.
Wait a minute. SAG-AFTRA called and they said that you can't be doing Wikipedia voice during a strike.
Friend Drescher called.
Oh, you're acting too much. That's too much of an act.
I also wrote that, so the WGA is after me too. Shit.
Did Fran Drescher call you at 6 a.m. with that message, by the way?
Hey, man. She rules.
That's a Gabrielle Carteris move. Sorry, get them mixed up sometimes.
New leadership. Anyway, this song was the Yankovic's first and only Billboard top Hot 100 top 10 hit. Peaking at
crime.
Peaking what? At number 9. It was his only top 10 hit.
Only?
What?
That's what
I read. Are you kidding me?
No. And his only single to reach platinum sales.
Wow. Wait, this is his only platinum fucking song.
It's only top 10 hit, too. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like us.
What?
Not even eat it.
Don't tell these people he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're going to lose their shit.
Yeah, don't say that.
I would
say
don't let them know. He's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame either.
Oh, I'm going to lose my shit. No.
Anyhow, we did get some good listener picks from our friends on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. By the way, we're on Threads now.
did you actually get picks on Threads?
No.
Nobody you sent been, you picks on Threads.
It. No, they haven't. I just started. But anyway.
Is that like Truth Social?
What is Threads?
It's just like it. It's another social media app. But anyway, our friend Nick wants to hear White and Nerdy from Weird Al. So that's what we're going to do at number 9.
Hey, Nick.
Number 9, White and Nerdy.
Too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna roll with the gangsters. But so far they all think I'm too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. Really, really white and nerdy.
First in my class here at MIT. Got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary. You'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to 1,000 places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I set the place ablaze. There's no killer app I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I can sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon. Here's the part I sing on.
They see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I like to roll with the gangsters. Although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. How'd I get so white and nerdy?
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. While my friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. Spend my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy in the extreme and whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and
All right.
Yeah, you know, I think it hits most of the time, but like white and nerdy people that I know, none of them like Donny Osmond, and none of them go to the Gap for their fucking fanny packs.
Dude, I have more Wikipedia voice for you real quick.
Yeah, but everything else in there is like all of us.
Oh, yeah, no, most of it is legit. I'm guilty of almost all the stuff in this song. Minus the Donny Osmond and the fanny packs.
Like I said, the Wikipedia page for this song is perfectly suited for this, so just bear with me here. The single has an accompanying music video, which was recorded in high definition.
Ooh.
Wow. The video, loosely parodying the video for Chamillionaire's Ridin' and following the song's lyrics, shows Yankovic dressed as a stereotypical nerd with a buttoned-up polo shirt, dress slacks, and horn-rimmed glasses, attempting to fit in with the, quote, gangsters, Keegan-Michael Key and Jordan Peele of Mad TV. But but instead,
nice. Not of Key and Peele?
Mad TV.
But instead,
he was not on Mad TV.
Of either scaring them away, causing them to flip him off, or direct him away from their group and instead towards a herd of other nerds.
Herd of nerds.
Wikipedia also goes on to mention that he does do that dance with Donny Osmond. And Weird Al said that Donny was the whitest guy he could think of.
Donny Osmond brought the noise in that video, man. He just brought it to the next level.
So who was the white and nerdy nerd who updated this Wikipedia page to talk about how it's nerdy to update Wikipedia pages?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ben Eisen.
It was me.
Yeah.
No. Somebody did it beaming with pride.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
You're absolutely right about that.
Correct. And by the way,
ooh, sour creamy.
By the way, Eat It hit number 12 in 1984.
I'm perplexed by that. I cannot believe that this is his biggest song. It does. Yeah. Now again, I don't dislike the song at all. It's just I can't believe all those other great songs of his weren't bigger hits.
Nope. The other one that's the only other one that hit the top 40. Oh,
smells that's very lackadaisical of you to not know that, Matt Dinan.
It is. Smells Like Nirvana hit number 35, I should say, and Amish Paradise hit number 53.
Yeah,
wow.
Those are.
See, now there right there is the disconnect between the top blah, blah, blah and fucking MTV.
Right. Yeah.
Because you could not see those shit on it. That's, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you couldn't not see Smells Like Teen Spirit. Like, it was ground into your eyeballs like on MTV. Smells Like Nirvana. They played Smells Like Nirvana like it was an actual Nirvana video.
Yeah, I can still picture the marbles falling out of his mouth. Over.
They played that shit like it was actually Teen Spirit.
Well, like for the longest time, every time he had a new album out, MTV would like give him like a 4-hour slot that he would call Al TV. And it was like, he would play it off as if he was taking over MTV and it was Al TV now. And sure. So yeah, MTV and Weird Al, they were
made
quite
for
a pair
each other.
For a long
for
time.
Other. Yep.
So a little correction. I just looked up, and Key and Peele were on Mad TV.
There you go. That's there not what go. They're really known for, but yeah.
Certainly not. But I had no idea.
Did the Key and Peele show not start until after this song came out? Because that might be a legitimate reason. For the Wikipedia.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yes. I bet you're right.
That's what they were known for at the time.
I bet you're right. Yeah. Good call.
And no one should ever edit that, ever, because that is enshrined in stone.
That's right. And they were definitely not known.
I think
it's
probably good that we all just still think of Jordan Peele only as a sketch character actor from the early aughts. I think it's better we just keep it that way. You know.
Get out.
Anyway, that is number 9, and that is the end of part 1.
And although All Time Top 10 does not have an official theme song, it does have an official end of part 1 episode song. And it goes like this. It's a two-parter. We might play Aerosmith or Heart or Fleetwood Mac, or we might play Le Freak by Chic. But you won't know till you hear the next part of the show. So be sure to tune in again next week.
Yeah. Toll the bell, everybody. We'll be back next week with part 2, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Bye. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. And until next week, peace out.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys.
I'm a fascist, and I didn't know you guys didn't know that.